Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I want you to take a moment now and imagine with me our gospel reading this morning. The soldiers' hobnailed sandals crack across the flagstone street. A merchant sees the sword strapped to his left side, the bronze breastplate, and the vitus latina, the switch cane that the soldier swings in his right hand. The merchant winces and shies away. That cane has striped many a back and shoulders. Centurio, he whispers. Centurion. Rounding the corner, the soldier's helm flashes silver in the Galilean sun. A woman with a water jar glances up at the dyed ostrich feathers sprouting laterally across the helmet. Ekon tontarkis, she shouts and spits in Greek. Centurion! She dances to the side to let the high-ranking man pass. Grimaces follow the centurion. The crowds part and give him wide berth as his blue cloak swishes past. This is a man of authority. 100 soldiers march to war at his command, and in the blood of battle, he is the one who calls advance and retreat. In the camp, it is his swinging switch cane that deals with dissidents. The centurion does not bear the sword in vain. Ahead on a little knoll just outside of Capernaum, a multitude trails another man of authority, the teacher from Nazareth's backwater. Strange stories circle him. Whispers of devil battles under the full moon in the desert, accounts of leprous sores sealed clean at a touch, tales that haunt the mind with hope. Unlike the Roman, this man finds his way blocked with bobbing, begging people. Everyone knows him here in Capernaum. He is Yeshua Bar Yosef. He makes his home on the east corner of town at Ben Zera's old place. Two men of authority walking towards each other. An inevitable conflict. A confrontation. The centurion approaches. Yeshua's admirers scurry out of the way. The centurion stops astride before the teacher. Are you Jesus? The Roman's Greek is crisp, well practiced. The Nazarene. Jesus nods. And then the soldier drops his switch cane and kneels before Jesus. Lord, my slave is at home, paralyzed. A lone tear slides down the centurion's cheek. Paralyzed. In agony, sir. In agony, sir. I will go heal him, says Jesus. No, no. The soldier raises his hand. Sir, I am not worthy that you come under my roof. And more tears now follow the first. The centurion bites his quivering lip. Only command it. Only command it. And my slave will be healed. I know how authority works. I'm a man under authority, and I have soldiers under me, and I say go, and I say come, and they go, and they come. And Jesus shakes his head and turns to his followers. I tell you the truth. I have not found this kind of faith in all of Israel. This morning, sisters and brothers, as we stare at this scene, we see two men of authority. Two men of authority just outside of Capernaum. The lesser bowing to the greater. a minister of the Roman state kneeling in the dust before Jesus, the Logos, the Father's living spoken Torah, his living spoken law. The man who bears the sword acknowledges that Jesus outranks him. The man with political power submits to Jesus' power. And as we stare at that kneeling centurion, we hear St. Paul's words from our epistle reading this morning. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, he who resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. We stare at this kneeling centurion, and we begin to nod our heads. Yes, I could submit to this man. This man. He bows to Jesus. He acknowledges God's law. He has greater faith than all of Israel. I could submit to this man. But as we stare at the scene, a question begins to niggle at the back of our minds. What do we do as Christians when the civil authorities do not drop their vitus latina, the rod of their authority, and kneel before Jesus? What do we do when those centurions who rule over us spit on him, weave him a crown of thorns, and hammer him to a tree? What do we do when the very people God commands us to submit to crucify God's Torah, his living law? And what do we do when they demand that we violate God's law with them? Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, says St. Paul. But what do we do when that Roman centurion waves his vitus latina over our heads? Kneel before the gods of empire and machine. Worship an economy of selfishness. Live the lie of a world without limits, a world of designer babies and self-hating mutilation. Worship the feckless gods of your desires. Worship your happiness. And so preserve my state. But as we puzzle this morning, God's Spirit brings us back to the scene before us. The Roman soldier kneeling in the dust before Jesus. The lesser authority bowing before the greater authority. And so the triune God answers our question this morning. What do we do when the state tells us to disobey God's law? Kneel, says God. Kneel with this centurion in the dust before Jesus. For Jesus is the emperor of all emperors. Jesus is the king of all kings. Jesus is Adonai, Lord of all lords. He is the cosmic sovereign through whom all things were made. And so with St. Peter then, the apostles, and this weeping centurion, we kneel before Jesus this morning and all mornings and confess. We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as Prince and Savior. The triune God commands us to bow the knee to Jesus over every human authority. The triune God commands us to recognize Jesus' authority, and so then, because it is Jesus, live peaceably with those around us as much as we can. The triune God commands us to recognize lesser authorities, centurions, governors, presidents. The triune God commands us to lay aside sedition and rebellion. He commands us to neither flout the civil authorities nor revel in anarchy. But when a lesser authority demands that we betray our king. The triune God commands us to kneel beside the centurion in our gospel reading and to confess that Jesus is the one who rules the very fabric of reality itself. As St. Paul puts it, "For God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." At the end of the day, there is only one high king, and that is Jesus. And so we bow the knee to him when there's any conflict. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.